Well, the S&P 500 closed at a new low for the year. The Dow slipped into a bear market, interest rates surging, turmoil all over the place. The S&P 500 declined almost or just over a full percentage point. That fell below June's closing low. And again, I think this just speaks to uncertainty in the market. Obviously, the interest rates play a factor here. Let's get a complete look down from our friend Patrick Anderson, the president and principal of the Anderson Economic Group. Patrick, nice to have you with us. What did you make of these numbers yesterday?
Chris, I think your call here about the bear territory, as we call it, that investors are recognizing the risks in the economy and the slowdown and the likely recession that we're in, is right on. Michigan and the rest of the country have been experiencing a slowdown for some time. We started warning about a recession in April of this year. And now that moved from an unusual way to look at things to a mainstream way to look at things, because you see people's income in many cases dropping after you take into account inflation. You see interest rates going up and up. And I have to tell you, they're likely to go up again. And you see inflation at record levels. So essentially the entire country, with the possible exception of a certain street in Washington, D.C., have recognized that the U.S. economy is really in trouble.
Patrick, you know, it's amazing. As I was telling Chris during the break, many people can't help but think back to 2008, 2009. And for many of us at the time, that was something, well, I'm not worried about it. I'm years away. But all of a sudden, those realities are creeping up on people who are now 12, 13 years older. Is this a long-term concern, or would you suggest to wait this out?
Well, certainly. I think if you're in the United States of America, you should be happy you're in the best country in the world. And you should be confident that we have a lot of resilience in our economy, and as troubled as our country is, it's still the best place to be in the world. And if you doubt that, just take a trip to other countries and see what they think. But definitely we have a problem here. And if you're somebody who looks forward to funding your own retirement, which I might add should be 100% of the working people that are listening to this, do not rely on the government system only for your retirement, then you have to be looking at long-term growth. You have to be looking at inflation in particular and the serious problems. And you have to look at that federal deficit that's completely out of control and say, this is going to make things very hard for me and for my family and for my loved ones and my spouse and others to save for retirement and to make sure that the money we have put away, in many cases for people that are starting retirement, is going to be sufficient. And that's one of the reasons why Americans are so concerned, why you see consumer confidence, for example, at record lows, and why the stock market has moved so decisively downward.
You know, I think another troubling bit of information yesterday, bond yields leapt highest level since 2010. And then with the Fed aggressively hiking interest rates, the UK announced yesterday that tax cuts, they announced tax cuts, and then we're seeing the power of the dollar surge here in the United States. That can be particularly troublesome for profits down the road. So when we see the dollar surge like it has, what has history taught us, and what now do we look for?
The dollar is surging against these other currencies because, as bad as our difficulties are, it is so much better if you're looking at your freedom and your chance to earn a living and your ability to speak freely and worship freely to be in the United States. And our economy is still the strongest economy in the entire world. We've got serious problems. I mean, you've heard it from me today and other times too, but people are flocking to the dollar because you have a war going on between Russia and Ukraine. You have rattlings of war in around China and Taiwan. You have risks elsewhere. You have other institutions that are very troubled internationally. And the safest and best place to be in the world is the United States. So that's why the dollar is strong. That does mean it's going to be, our goods are going to be expensive when we export them, and imported goods are going to seem a lot less expensive. That does put pressure on, particularly on our manufacturing, and Michigan's a manufacturing state, so it's going to affect us. So those are worries too. The main thing to note is if people love the dollar, that means they're looking at the United States as still better than their alternatives elsewhere in the world.
Patrick Anderson, kindly joining us here on the Paul W. Smith Show, 760 WJR. Patrick, you mentioned the war in Ukraine. How big of a factor is that in everything? I mean, as you know, we're in that political game right now where some people are saying none, some people are saying a lot. How much would you attribute to some of these issues to that?
Well, a war, this is a serious thing. Of course, it's a life and death thing. It's a tragic, terrible thing for people, particularly in Ukraine, and some of the people who've been sent, apparently, not even knowing really what they're getting into, are Russian soldiers. So it's a very bad thing. It's affecting grain. It's affecting oil. If you're in Western Europe and you've been really excited about the very aggressive move to renewable energy and the shutdown of coal plants and other things there, all of a sudden you have a serious issue about getting through the winter. They're cutting down trees for firewood just to get through the winter now. Very dangerous in Western Europe. But for the United States, we're somewhat insulated. I'm not saying we're completely insulated, but most of the difficulties we have in the United States are homegrown. We created these difficulties. You can't blame, as unfortunately President Biden did, you cannot blame U.S. inflation on Vladimir Putin. No, this is United States government-made inflation, mostly inflicted on United States citizens and residents. So the reason that we're in a recession or very near a recession is almost entirely due to problems in the United States. Certainly, well, Putin has heard it, but it's largely a U.S.-grown problem.
Well, look, and Patrick, you know better than anybody, the Fed isn't done raising interest rates. They feel like that's the way to beat back this inflationary number that we're seeing at record levels. What can we expect from them going forward? How many more percentage points are we going to see an increase?
You know, Chris, I'm going to say it again. Unfortunately, I've said it already three times this year. Interest rates are going up, and they're going to go up again. So, and I think this year and maybe within a month, we're going to see more interest rates going up because the Fed right now is the only person around the fire with a fire extinguisher, and they're using it.
So what do you think they go up to? How much more can we maybe expect?
I mean, let me say at least you have to expect at least another 3/4 point and not very far from now.
Wow. And that's just this year.
Yeah, that's just this year. And that may be just the upcoming season. We're about to start. Let me see. I guess we did start fall. Might be this season.
Oh, boy.
Jeez.
All right. Patrick Anderson, always the bearer of good news. Good news. Thank you for always being right about this stuff. We always appreciate it.
All right. Take care, gentlemen.
Yep. There he is. Patrick Anderson with the Anderson Economic Group. And look, I mean, if you're in the market for a car, if you're in the market for a house, I mean, yeah, this stuff's going to impact you. And your wages aren't going up because it's not meeting inflation. It's a vicious circle. A vicious circle, unfortunately. All right, got to take a break. More to come on the Paul W. Smith Show next. Let's do a little sports because we have a format change in the NFL. And no, it doesn't start with this week's game, Lions-Seahawks. We'll talk about that next with Steve Courtney right here on WJR.